today is Friday, March 15th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it. And may there be leftovers for their little ones.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves. Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season.
Today's reading comes from Psalm 17. Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them. Bring them down with your sword. Rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it. And may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
There isn't a single person listening this week who did not wince when we got to the part about the children of wicked people gorging themselves on their parents' sin. And for good reason. But what if it's not their intensity that unsettles us? What if it's how familiar that intensity feels? We've probably felt fury like that too. Who among us hasn't encountered a rage that feels at least this strong, an anger that even for a moment flashed this red hot? And who of us would want that moment published in a prayer book for millennia to come? The Psalms give the gift of dignity and normalization to the wide range of human emotions. They serve as a mirror, revealing what we feel and reminding us that God can hold the things inside of us that scare us the most. Each time we read or hear of David's anger, we are invited to reflect on our own. Where have I felt an anger like this? Have I been honest with God about this anger? I take a moment now to give my anger space to exist in God's presence. Holy Spirit, my anger sometimes scares me, but it does not scare you. I ask now for the courage to allow my anger space in your presence. Father, I also ask that you would comfort me with freedom from the power this anger can have. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it. And may there be leftovers for their little ones.
This wide range of emotions existed in Jesus too. He also got angry and sad and joyful and confused and exhausted and overwhelmed. To feel anger is to be human. But unlike Jesus, I can let my anger ferment inside of me into the sin of hatred and resentment. So as I've taken time to allow my anger to exist in God's presence, I now take a moment to confess where it has boiled over into sin and yield to Jesus's better way. Jesus, I surrender this morning to your perfect experience and expression of emotions. My anger is not necessarily bad, but I confess that I have not been as faithful with it as you. I ask for your help today to love as you have loved. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.